Did you know that, Craig, that the leading U.S. manufacturer of bronze, brass, copper alloys has their foundry right here in Lorain?
I did not know that.
NBM Metals, and they are rebranding themselves as Aviva Metals. We've got with us the president, Michael Greathead, who joins us. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good. Let's first talk about this. What's the reason for the rebranding or the name change from NBM Metals to Aviva Metals?
Bruce, quite frankly, after 35 years of playing a leading role in our industry, we decided to introduce a bit of spark as well as strike a new note. Aviva is a word that has an insinuation of beginning of life, a new start, freshness. And we've decided that we wanted to add that rebranding as we look to expand our operations and frankly, add a new spark into the industry.
Where does your items go? We always talk about different foundries. They make things. You have the bronze, brass, the tubing. Where does it all end up to the consumer, the people?
In a multitude of areas. As you know, copper is consumed extensively in almost everything that we touch. Our products are used in the aerospace industry, the landing gear of aircraft, as an example. It's used in the general engineering, in your John Deere tractors, your Caterpillar equipment. It's used in the automotive industry. It's used in the general agricultural industry, in irrigation systems, in general construction, heavy engineering, computers. We touch almost every facet of industry that you could imagine.
Talk a little bit about, if you would, your foundry in the city of Lorain and plans you have for the future.
In Lorain, we have a 140,000 square foot foundry, which involves horizontal and vertical continuous casting of the bronze, brass, and copper alloys. We employ now 101 people in that facility. We built a new $23 million facility in 2010, and we'd originally been there since 1997, and in 2010 we did this massive expansion. Then about 4 years ago, we expanded into machining operations. We now have seven different CNC lathes, including the dual turret Lynx machines, and we are expanding that aspect of our facility. We are now running the machine shop on a three-shift 24/5 basis, and it's an area where we're seeing significant new opportunities moving forward, and an area where we're looking to both expand in terms of production and expand the workforce. We anticipate in the next 18 months adding at least another 20 people to our workforce in the machining operation and in the foundry operation as we go back to what I would now regard as a full productivity level after, you know, what has been a pretty tough time. Oil and gas is a major industry for us, and with oil and gas recovering, we're seeing this as an area of significant growth over the course of the next 18 to 24 months.
Sometimes here in Northern Ohio, we hear stories about how there are more job opportunities than there are skilled, qualified workers. What's the story for you in this area?
There's no doubt finding skilled workers is a challenge. Absolutely no doubt. We're looking for top quality CNC operators as well as top quality foundrymen. It is a challenge. Absolutely, it is a challenge.
Craig, they can make hexagon-shaped tubes. I'm just fascinated by the way the technology that's needed. And you have to know what your customers want and then have the tools and the computerization to be able to do that, right?
Absolutely. Everything is driven by customer demand. We have the ability to make shapes, all different shapes and sizes, from what I would call the Disneyland Mickey Mouse ears to hollow bars that are both round, square, and hexagonal. We make a very wide range of products. We carry over 100 alloys in our inventory as a company as a whole, and we manufacture in excess of 40 different alloys in Ohio with an emphasis on products that are specific to industry requirements. We're looking and are developing lead-free products, which is a growing requirement in the marketplace, and we're very excited about what the future holds as we move forward under our new name.
How are raw resources holding up for you to be able to produce all of these things?
No, from that perspective, no problem. There's availability of raw materials. We're still able to source all of those needs. But indeed, the biggest challenge remains and has been now for probably the better part of 8 months, finding top quality workers to join our team. It's not an industry that is glamorous, to be frank, and it's not an industry that there are dozens and dozens of competitors. It's a very small industry in terms of the number of companies that are now doing what we do.
What keeps the fire burning then? What keeps you motivated to be revolutionized, to update your branding, that sort of thing?
Well, quite simply, as one of the leading players in this industry, we are excited about the opportunities that exist as we start to move forward into 2018, the opportunities for infrastructure expenditure on a national level, combined with the ever-growing need in terms of electronic vehicles, where there's going to be growth in copper requirements, combined with aerospace opportunities, military opportunities, and the recovery in oil and gas. So, we've been in this business for 35 years, and feel that those opportunities continue to exist. The economy is definitely recovering. The increase in interest rates yesterday, I think, being a further indication of that. And therefore, we are very encouraged as to what 2018 is going to hold for us.
And I see how you are sort of connected to some of those industries, you know, automotive, oil and gas, those type of things. So you kind of have to see how well they perform to know whether your needs are going to be, you know, they're going to be needing your services as often.
Without a doubt, the key, however, for us has been over the last 35 years as a business as a whole is that because we supply so many diverse industries, a decline in one market segment does not spell doom and gloom for the company as a whole. And that diversity is what has carried us through some of the difficult times over the last 35 years.
Again, we're speaking today with the president of Aviva Metals, formerly NBM Metals, Michael Greathead. We appreciate your time this morning and happy 35th anniversary.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you and all of yours.
Thank you very much. It is